You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of IDSA 2007, the 45th annual meeting of the Infectious Diseases Society of America. The conference took place in San Diego, California, from October 4th through October 7th, 2007.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, editorial director of the Body Pro. I'm in San Diego at IDSA 2007, one of the year's HIV conferences. Right now, I'm in the poster session, where researchers are standing in front of their posters, discussing the research and answering questions. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who actually conducted the research. It is these men and women who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
I'm Dr. Cha-Ching Wang. I'm from the Miriam Hospital in Providence, Rhode Island. We're affiliated with Brown University. My study is on the characteristics of perimenopausal and menopausal women in our HIV menopause clinic. Our HIV menopause clinic is the first in the country. It's established by Dr. Susan Kuyuvin. We started 2-3 years ago because our clinic as a whole is aging. Our women are living longer because of the effectiveness of PARP. Because of that, they're able to live through menopause while being HIV infected. We know that HIV and the heart therapy produces a lot of metabolic abnormalities, and with the aging, we don't know. It's very difficult to tease out the effects of aging from heart and HIV. So that's why we started this clinic in order to better understand the interplay of those three. So we asked women to come in to complete a detailed history questionnaire, go through the menopausal symptoms, risk factors for cardiovascular disease and osteoporosis, make sure they get their mammograms, their pap smears, as well as their DEXA scans. And if they're on therapy, they're supposed to get lipid panels once a year as well. So this is a summary of our results. We found that a lot of our women have cardiovascular disease risk factors. We haven't found any cardiovascular events yet.
Could you describe the risk factors?
Well, the risk factors are inadequate exercise, smoking, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, prior cardiovascular disease of hypertension.
What percentage smoke?
Very high, almost 40%. That's probably translatable to our entire clinic as well. Both men and women in our clinic smoke quite a lot. And also have a lot of risk factors for osteoporosis. Not only smoking, but also a lot of them used to have alcohol or substance abuse problems. And we found a lot of people, our prevalence for osteopenia and osteoporosis are very high, almost two-thirds have abnormal bone scan results. And weight doesn't seem to protect them at all. This is in contrast to HIV-negative people.
Are these normal weight women or?
These are actually more overweight women. And they still have a lot of osteopenia and osteoporosis, which is very interesting.
Uh-huh. Are they being given anything for it?
Yes. If they're osteopenic, we treat them with calcium supplements. If they're osteoporotic, we treat them with something called Fosamax and also the calcium supplements.
It has been described that women with HIV sometimes have menopause early. Did you find that?
I think that in some of the earlier studies, they've shown that. And we know that minority women in this country tended to go through menopause maybe 1 or 2 years early. But it's very hard to distinguish, with the lower socioeconomic status. It's very hard to say exactly what it's due to. I think the jury's still out whether HIV itself causes earlier menopause.
So what's the next step?
Our next step is to really gather more complete data on all our women in the clinic, really be able to look at associations between factors like race.
So what's the goals of this clinic? It's very interesting that there is a clinic like this. And what does the clinic expect to do?
We want to take better care of our women. I think HIV is really becoming a primary care clinic instead of a specialty clinic.
How many women do you have in the menopause clinic?
So far, I've only seen about 65. But we have a clinic with about 350 women, and our average wage in the overall clinic is about 42. So we have a lot more women we'll be able to see in the future.
So you expect to continue studying them, I guess?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com.
If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on IDSA 2007 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/IDSA 2007.